I'm trained in the law as you are, but you went on and learned the economics and I didn't. I always thought that inflation was a bad thing. But it seems to me that there's a conversation about inflation that I don't quite understand. What is it that we need to know about the impact of inflation on the global economy today?
Well, first of all, I regard you as highly read and trained in all sorts of matters. So to discount your economic understanding is a bit of an overstatement. But, and mine is probably not better than yours.
I certainly hope so.
Well, common sense sometimes is worth a lot more than highly sophisticated theories. But back to inflation. I think, you know, it was a few decades back, particularly when monetary policies were, you know, declared better as flexible, a certain amount of inflation was determined as good and helpful. Helpful for growth, yeah. Because if you know that it might be a bit more expensive tomorrow, yeah, or the day or next week, it prompts you to actually decide to spend.
Right.
You buy equity, you buy clothes, you, yeah, decide to go for the car that you always wanted to have, and so on and so forth, because it's a bargain today and it will be more expensive tomorrow. Shouldn't be too much of it, because otherwise you run into a very disrupted scene. And a certain degree of inflation is good, which is why quite a few monetary systems adopted either the objective of inflation, like the ECB, or a target like the Fed, and some of them a band within which to keep inflation so that it's under control but high enough so that it stimulates growth, right, going forward.